Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey and like to get your opinions. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
And thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am very likely to vote.
And which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or some other political party?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
White.
What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
And generally speaking, will you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
City of Miami?
On
the wrong track.
Okay.
On the wrong track.
And from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issues, I have affordable housing, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, corruption in city government, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, property insurance cost, or growth and overdevelopment.
And are we talking about the city of Miami?
Yes.
Oh, corruption.
Corruption in city government. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know, okay? You can indicate that as well. The first one is Eileen Higgins. Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
And how would you rate her?
I have a high opinion. I have a high opinion of her.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Very favorable.
Very favorable.
The next one, Joe Carroya.
I recognize his name, and I have an incredibly low opinion of Joe Carroya.
Is that very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
The next one, Christine King. Do you recognize the name?
Mm-hmm.
How would you rate
her? I do.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. The next one, Daniela Levin Cava.
I know her very well, and I have a very high opinion of her.
Is that very favorable?
Yes.
Okay. Francis Suarez?
I have a very unfavorable opinion of him.
Okay. The next one, Manolo Reyes. Do you recognize the name? Manolo Reyes?
Mm-hmm. I do. I really have no opinion there.
No opinion? Okay.
No.
And the last four, Damian Pardo.
Just sort of getting to know who he is. So whatever is most neutral.
I just have four options, very somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I'll say, I'll say somewhat favorable.
Just somewhat, okay. The last three, Raquel Regalado.
I have a high opinion of her.
Very favorable?
Yeah, very favorable.
Okay. Miguel Gabela?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, never heard of. And the last one, Keon Hardeman.
Oh, I have a somewhat favorable opinion of him.
Somewhat favorable. And if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Joe Biden.
And are you definitely going to vote for Joe Biden, or probably?
I'm definitely voting for Joe Biden.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendum that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state-licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violation of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, and provides effective date. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
I would vote yes.
And will you say you are definitely voting yes or probably?
No, I'm definitely voting yes.
And the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against?
Yes, I would vote yes.
Okay. And will you say you are definitely voting yes or?
Oh, I am strongly and definitely voting yes.
And there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is now at Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost city. Previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No, I would vote no.
Definitely or probably?
Oh, no, definitely.
And you will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal, and please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Just four.
Okay, and this is now Watson Island. Is that what you're saying?
The components of this Watson Harbor proposal.
Yes, oh, okay.
Okay. And the first one is reducing the overall amount of development. You strongly approve that, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I guess I think I need you to just say that again.
Okay. Reducing the overall amount of development, that specific component of the harbor, Watson Harbor proposal, you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Yeah, I strongly approve of limiting the development.
Okay. Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Strongly approve that, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
No, I approve of that.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
And the last two, allowing office space to be included. Strongly approved, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
And this is regarding Biscayne Bay?
Yeah. It's also about the Watson Harbor proposal, allowing office space to be included.
No, I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And the last one, allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Approved
or disapproved? Strongly disapproved.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 75%. Thank you so much for your time. You will now be giving a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off of the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum? Definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no?
Probably vote no.
Probably no, okay? And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
What did I like most?
Well, yeah, one thing you like most.
Lessening density is important to me.
I'm sorry, what?
Lessening the density of any development in that
okay.
tightly congested, overused area.
Okay, just let me document your answer. And now, what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
I don't trust the city of Miami.
but in a specific, what you just heard, what dislike most?
What do I dislike? What do I dislike?
Yeah, one thing you dislike most about what you just heard.
Any overbuilding in that area. Any increased density.
Okay.
It's a thoroughfare, you know, it's a thoroughfare, and it needs to be used as a thoroughfare.
Okay, thank you so much for your opinion. And now the last few questions. Again, thank you for your patience. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it will make no difference in your decision?
Less likely.
Much less or just somewhat less?
Much less.
And I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else, or did not vote for president this year?
I will vote for Joe Biden.
No, but in 2020?
Oh, in 2020 I voted for Joe Biden. I voted for
okay.
Joe Biden.
And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Grad school.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.